like the Naga hide, you know, it's comfortable.
Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's our town of the week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who feels absolutely no urge to break the soil, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, just talking to my producer. Okay, I'll put these back on there so it's official. Wait a second, it's backwards, isn't it?
Oh,
isn't it funny? It feels different if you put the R and the L and the L and the R. Do you get that? Do you? Okay. Well, you know, each week at this time, read actual memos sent in by actual listeners so that actual listeners shall not perish from the actual earth. That's right. And this is not an actual memo, it's something. I guess, what was this on? Martin gave us this. Martin Babcock was leaving us. This was on Craigslist or something like that, huh? I don't read that. Martin, are you on Craigslist a lot? Is that what you're doing now? Martin Babcock, who's leaving us for urban planning?
I don't think I can hear you.
Okay. All right, never mind. Well, you thought this was amusing, and I don't know anymore what's amusing because I'm so out of it. But it's on. This is pretty good, actually. And this is something that appeared on Craigslist. It's not a memo, but it's close enough. And here it is. 1 month of rent for free in exchange for living with my roommate. Okay. Hello, Craigslist Baltimore. Do you have a spare room you're looking to sublet or rent out? Are you looking for an apartment in trendy Baltimore or unable to afford the salacious below national average housing prices in America's seventh most dangerous city? Good opening. Perhaps lonely and are looking to share your miserable existence with another equally miserable but half as tolerable, strapping 20 to 30-something? Or maybe you just have a basement that's livable-ish and think it'd be the perfect place to store a human being. Well, then, I have a deal for you. I have an offer that will be very difficult to believe, let alone pass up with your conscience still intact. I recommend you, before you read this silently to yourself in your tiny studio apartment that is barely big enough for you, let alone your eight roommates. For the offer of a lifetime, I'm offering to pay 1 month's rent up to $1,000 for you to take my roommate. Yes, believe it, folks, I will pay you merely to cohabitate with the worst human being on the planet. Probably not the actual worst if you compare him to Satan himself, but he'd certainly take the bronze. And while that may sound as appealing as being voluntarily waterboarded, think of all the things we'll be able to do with all that cash you'll save for the first month. You can buy yourself enough booze to get a drug-induced coma to wait out the rest of the year. Or install a panic room in that studio to lock yourself away. Below, you'll find the details in fine print. I don't want to give away too much in case y'all happens to be on this listing for a place to live. But I will tell enough to satisfy what I'm sure is already tantalized urge to know more about this individual. The sitch. My roommate and I currently live near downtown Baltimore, where we both work. We're both males in professional hospital, I guess. Our lease is up in the spring, and while I have already found new roommates for our house, once his portion of the rent is over, he has expressed an interest in moving on to a more hip part of town. That is, more ladies, as he calls it. The roommate... My roommate is so great that the only thing to best him in the perfect roommate Olympics would be a rabid grizzly bear or a suit of armor that makes horrible nails down a chalkboard sound when it moves and whose spit rains down on you in a torrential downpour when he talks. If you like people who buy really cheap dishwasher detergent that consistently screws up the dishwasher, leave clothes in the washer, never clean up after themselves, leave rotting food in the refrigerator, you're in luck. A roommate does all of these things. Goes on for a while. Are you with this? Okay, it's actually rather long. My favorite parts of our communal living experience, the weekly romps with his satanic girlfriend, who was loud enough to wake the patients around the 12th floor, all the trash lying around our house, the way he consistently misses the toilet when peeing. It's almost as if he's doing it for the first time. If you've been looking for a reason to hate your day-to-day life more than you ever thought possible, this, my friend, is a chance of a lifetime. Let's talk about you. You should probably fill a few requirements of your own before signing up for this prestigious undertaking. You should be in your 20s to 30s, have a legitimate professional career, like looking to live in what my roommate considers an up-and-coming area of Baltimore, Maryland. You should go out and or have friends that like to go out. My roommate is pathetic and miserable, has no friends, should be willing to share yours. Perhaps you also have some friends that you abhor to such a degree that you try and convince them to be his friend. That sounds like work for everyone. You should have some degree of clinical insanity and have absolutely no regard for your personal property. You should probably really love yourself so that when my roommate comes into your life, your confidence will be above the tolerable level of self-loathing that I would be jealous of. You should give zero FKs about personal hygiene, as any bathroom he keeps is likely to contaminate all the surfaces within a radius of your location. It would help if you gave zero FKs about anything at all. You should try to keep a personal stash of silverware, toilet paper, deodorant, and fresh water. Anything within sharing is likely to be absconded with and held ransom. So I recommend a safe, probably one that is fireproof, for storing your valuables and toothpaste. The deets. In order to make this work, I can't just pawn him off on you. While his lack of intelligence may be enough, he may surprise me still and be smart enough to realize he's being pawned off. Don't worry, the roles you need to play could be easily covered by trained monkeys, and I'm sure you're still reading this and remain legitimately interested. Even you will be smart enough to help me pull this off. The one ring to rule them all, I will stage a get-together where you'll casually mention you have a spare room looking for a place, and I will suggest my roommate to fill your vacancy. Then we will let nature take its course. Either get on board with a great deal of enthusiasm, or I will commit myself to a mental hospital because his presence in my life has shred the last shreds of my sanity. In order to pay for your first month's rent, he has to sign a one-year lease in a home of your choice and must not only get out of my house, but must return the key and be gone long enough for me to have the locks changed. Once he's gone, I'll send your landlord a check for half of the rent and invite you to my I Have My Life Back party. It'll be BYOB. Now that you've read this promising offer, I'm sure you have already thought about what you'll write in your email to me, the first to snatch up this mind-shatteringly good deal. So reply with your name, a little about yourself, so I have something to talk about during our get-together and pretend we're friends, and what your current living situation is like. Zero standards for this opportunity. There are no requirements or no-goes. You could be a felon or a sex offender. You could be wanted for murder as long as you take this godforsaken demon child from my presence, my blessing. In all your life endeavors, I look forward to hearing from you. Don't pass up this chance. There you have it. Craigslist. You can find anything on Craigslist. Okay. So then, that's going to be hard to pass. I bet he's got some. I bet he's got some.
Too bad we're not in Baltimore.
Yeah. It would be worth going just for this, to acquire this person. For the rest of your life, possibly. And where can people send these memos or what have you?
They can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Okay. And we got a few thing we started here now called All the News That Is from around here. There's a few things that always turn up. And, for example, this thing here in Oak Creek. Usually in Oak Creek, I've noticed. I'm not sure why. Anyone here from Oak Creek? Okay, a lot of interesting news. Are you from Oak Creek?
No.
I
grew up in the community next to Oak Creek.
Yeah, so then you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Interesting newsmakers in Oak Creek for some reason. For example, firefighters respond to report of smoke at home, find DJ Smoke Machine on. The Oak Creek Fire Department and police responded to a 911 caller reported smoke was pouring out of a mobile home, only to find a smoke machine on. At Sunrise Shores on South 5th, about 7 p.m. April 19th, emergency workers arrived. They saw smoke coming out of the windows of the trailer. Officials determined the smoke was coming from a DJ smoke machine that was left on inside the residence. An officer spoke to the resident who stated that he and four other people were at the trailer and left about 6:45, and that someone must have left the smoke machine on. Okay, that's a good one. A woman arrested after being found with her face in a plate of salad. Now that's too easy. Six students in Wausau cited for Nerf gun wars. Police have issued disorderly conduct citations to six high school seniors in Wausau for a toy Nerf gun battle. Some residents of Wausau called police when they saw the young people pointing a gun at a car Tuesday night, but it was only a toy Nerf gun that shoots foam bullets. Police Captain Ben Bliven tells WAOW, a number of people were frightened by the plastic Nerf guns, so officers had to respond appropriately. One parent who saw the Nerf gun battle, Scott Hansen, says police went too far in issuing disorderly conduct citations. Wausau West, anyone here from Wausau West? Okay, don't admit it. High school officials have also placed some students on athletic probation. Come on, for a Nerf gun battle. School spokesman Jeff Lindell says the Nerf gun game comes up from time to time and keeps evolving.
Next thing you know, they'll have squirt
okay,
guns.
All right. Here, there's one more. Police called when man yells, Greenfield. Police called when man yells at neighbor about his contaminated water. Greenfield police were called after a resident reported her upstairs neighbor was yelling, stating she contaminated his water and blaming her for mold. According to the Greenfield police report, a resident in the 4600 block of South Woodland Drive called police to report her upstairs neighbor was yelling down through the ceiling at her. She said the neighbor was stating that she contaminated his water and was blaming her for a mold issue. An officer contacted the man who said he had a moisture and mold problem that was intentionally caused by his neighbor. The officer told the man to contact his condo association to determine the source of the problem and to stop yelling at his neighbor. There you have it, all the news that is. From around here. There's more, but there's a lot of stuff here.